So, good day, and welcome to the arising of this meditation session together. And it'll, now that it's in the process of appearing, it will persist for some minutes, and then it'll come to an end. And this insight, this appreciation, deep appreciation for the inconstancy of experience is one of the specialties of insight meditation. And to really begin to appreciate and value and be attuned to how things are, how experiences, how we experience things, is a transient phenomena. That the particularities of what we are aware of in the moment come and they go. And so some of the thoughts that you're already having now, listening to what I'm saying, didn't exist 10 minutes ago, and they're a few minutes ago, they've appeared. And I'm sure someday they'll disappear as a current active thoughts that you have. And there's something about observing or recognizing this transient of experience that supports a movement towards freedom from being entangled in the transient experiences, freedom from the searching and looking and wanting to hold on to something, just letting go. And so there's many ways to experience inconstancy. You can be aware of how things arise, that something new appears. It was unexpected, unplanned. And there's a sound, there's a thought, there's a feeling. We could be aware that things have passed, things that were there now are gone. And sometimes it can be a surprise. Where did it go? I've had physical pain in meditation, and then, I don't know, some point I was aware it was no longer there. And I didn't see it pass away, but I certainly know now it's passed away, and wow, where did it go? And and it's not just the experience that's things that we experience that arise and pass, but it's also the way in which we experience them, the fickle way in which attention and thoughts kind of focus on things, that we might be focused on the breathing and stay there pretty well, but then there's a loud sound and we say, "What's that?" And the sound has just arisen. The thought, "What's that?" has just arisen. The thought, "I better find a quieter place to meditate," has just arisen. And then we're aware that that's passed. For a moment, it's just a thought. And because we don't lean into it and hold on to it, we don't add another thought. "I should find a better place to meditate. I wonder what's a better place to meditate." We take the time to recognize the first thought. It arose, it was there a little bit, and then it passed. And if what I'm talking about you don't understand, that you have the thought that doesn't understand, that thought arose and then maybe persists and then it passes. And so it doesn't say that all things are supposed to be quickly transient and inconstant. The Buddha talked about things arise, they persist, and they pass away. But there's something about being attuned to how they arise, when they arise, that they arise, and that they pass is really the art of this. And part of it, what's also interesting, is that maybe we're not there to notice when something has arisen, but maybe we notice that our awareness of it has now arisen. We weren't exactly aware of it, but, I'm aware of it now, and that awareness has arisen. And then at some point, it hasn't passed away, it persists, but we've been focusing on something else. We've gotten involved in a fantasy. And then we're aware that, the awareness of that has ceased for a while. And so there's all these ways in which we see. We're not supposed to search for seeing arising and passing of phenomena as much as settle back and observe it, appreciate it, be attuned to it, in the way that it helps us to keep letting go, keep relaxing, keep not getting involved in things and searching and wanting and making things happen. Just settle back, and the arising and passing of phenomena in all the ways that can be experienced, it happens without our involvement, without our making it so. And so to settle back and just observe and watch and watch. So taking a, I would say beginning with a new beginning of bringing attention to your posture and adjusting your posture. Be aware that as you do so, there's something new that keeps arising, new sensations in the body, new feelings. And then settling into this body. And if your eyes are still open, there's the occurrence of closing your eyes. A new beginning. Or an ending of the eyes being open. And the breathing itself is one of the great teachers for inconstancy. That all the sensations that come and go with breathing are coming and going, arising and passing. And in some ways, the constancy, continuity of the inconstancy of breathing is also a wonderful reference point for seeing the inconstancy of the mind's ability to stay focused and present. The arising of new thoughts, the persistence of them, the changing nature of thoughts. Thoughts themselves are not one constant hum, but new thoughts, ideas, images are constantly streaming through. And to be attuned to the inconstancy of the details of thinking as a way of not clinging so much, holding on. As you exhale, relaxing the belly. Softening the belly and being aware of changing sensations that come and go as you do so. As you exhale, relaxing the chest. As you exhale, softening the shoulders. Some things pass if the tension relaxes, and new things arise in the shoulders. Softening the muscles of the face, your dear face. Softening, relaxing, giving it a break. And then gently, maybe lovingly, to relax your thinking mind. Maybe on the exhale, softening the brain or the forehead. The holding, the contraction, the searching, the wanting. Exhale and soften, relax the whole body. And then taking that thinking mind of yours and letting it rest, settle back as if it's settling back against a comfortable tree on a comfortable day, ready to observe the river flowing by. The flow of arising and passing of phenomena. Sometimes we're aware of sensations coming and going. Sometimes aware of our attention coming and going. Our thoughts coming and going. One way or the other, something new is always arising. One way or the other, something is always ceasing and passing away. And you can do all of this, seeing all of this in the breathing. Settling into your breathing. Maybe your breathing is the tree you're leaning against. Resting in the breathing. Floating on this river of change in the body as you experience breathing. Changing sensations of breathing. There's a way that the arising, appearing of new, something new in awareness, supports not clinging to anything. And there's a way in which the ceasing of things, the passing of things, supports not clinging, not holding on. If you stay close to how things are appearing and disappearing moment by moment, it can be a little bit like a massage for the mind's tendency to want and search for and create, think. Just let go. Let go. Let go with the inconstancy, the flow of inconstancy. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, one of the descriptions of mindfulness practice could be that it's being available for the way in which life is ever renewing, ever changing, to be available for what arises that's new, by not lingering and holding on and living with what has passed. And it's a wonderful gift to give to others, to be available for them as if they are new, as if they are renewed, as if you don't know them, but they're appearing fresh without your old news, your old ideas about who they are and what they've done, and your expectations of how they should be. But to be available to see how people are ever new and freed of their past. To be available for the ever-renewing aspects of this life, so that we can love and care and be tenderized by what is happening moment by moment. So we can be sensitive to the depth of the present moment, sensitive to the depth of our contact with others and how they live in our lives. And this ability not to linger in the past or hold on to things, and to be fresh, is a wonderful basis upon which to care for others. And may it be that this practice of ours helps us to care deeply, because we feel deeply into the newness of each moment. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings everywhere be free.